The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. It's really good to see you all. So as we settle in this evening, recognizing that it's really helpful when we're doing any of these practices to acknowledge helpful qualities that arise, to acknowledge good feelings. As we're able to notice any kind of wholesome quality or helpful quality, by really giving it its recognition, we're helping ourselves cultivate that quality further. We're reinforcing it. Excuse me. And that's a very useful thing to do. Last night, we were talking a bit about some of the challenges we can encounter when we face compassion, when we're trying to practice compassion. And usually that comes with identifying closely with the difficulty someone else is facing, or even identifying what we're facing with some aspect of I, me, or mine. And it can be really easy to succumb to the emotions that difficulty can bring up. We acknowledged last night we can get caught in sorrow, in fear, in overwhelm. We can get caught in a sense of helplessness or hopelessness. Really, we can get caught in any of the kinds of reactions we might have to any challenge when the mind is over-identifying with it or not in a state of complete balance. And when we're caught in those kinds of feelings, it actually, it's so understandable as human beings that it happens. It's conditioned a lot, but it doesn't really help, especially if we're offering compassion for someone else. If we just jump down and join them in the pit and commiserate, rather than being able to see their situation with a little bit of detachment, it's not so much the case that misery needs company in that way. If we're engaged in compassionate action, even seeing the situation and being able to either be a model for a pathway out of the pit, or to be able to offer some skills that someone can take up if they're ready to take them up, can be more useful. So how do we arrive at an ability to feel compassion with some balance, with some equanimity, instead of being over-identified or being overwhelmed with emotions and thoughts that put us in that same pit? One way is by realizing that there's a difference between clear seeing, clear mindfulness of a situation, and taking responsibility for it. And in this case, I'm thinking of taking on an inappropriate level of responsibility. Another way we could avoid being caught up is by having respect for the person who is in the situation, the one who is facing an issue where we want to extend compassion. Most of you probably know that a classic frustration that couples or friends face occurs when one partner vents about their day at work or a dilemma they're facing, And the other responds by telling them what they should do about it. Very often, the partner who's venting or the friend who's venting is just asking to be heard. They're not asking to be given the solution to their problem. And often, too, they want their own wisdom to be respected, that they'll find the solution or they'll work their way through it. And there's respect in recognizing that they are the one in position to deal with the situation. So in order to be compassionate in that kind of situation, it's better to leave responsibility with the person who's facing the issue and be a compassionate listener often. The same is so true. Those who have teens or young adult children in their lives or friends in their lives are familiar with the fact that they may, if you're lucky, they may share a problem that they're facing. And it's often most helpful to listen well. Let them know they're heard and elicit their wisdom and their insight about what needs to happen. Especially at those ages, it can feel really disempowering for them to be on the receiving end of unsought advice. So if we respect the scale of an issue deserving of our compassion, maybe we could, you know, really look at the scale and recognize that it's unfair to ourselves and unwise to be hard on ourselves for not having the solution to complex, difficult problems. It can be a lot better to step back and acknowledge that many of the problems that human beings face are going to take the efforts of many people to solve, not just oneself. And to perhaps accept oneself as a potential contributor rather than inflating your own responsibility. Of course, it's fine to take responsibility for that which is in part your responsibility. And of course, another thing to recognize can be that a lot of dilemmas that we face are part of the nature of human existence. You know, this is one recognition we can have of dukkha, that conditioned existence comes with suffering, stress, and many things have been with humanity for millennia. It doesn't mean that we have to sink into apathy or indifference about it. We can be a force for the positive, especially when we're able to show and embody compassion. But the recognition that there are some perennial human problems can help us to avoid being overly hard on ourselves or others for not having the solution. So with those comments as really a support for your compassion practice this evening, allowing yourself time to settle in to how your body, heart, and mind were affected by what you just heard, some care for what is happening for you right now. And again, the encouragement is to find a subject for your compassion practice tonight that is not overwhelming to you. Perhaps a friend or a family member who faces a challenge, yes, but not one that pushes you into despair. Perhaps a colleague or someone who faces something you recognize as difficult for the person. This could be something a teen or a young adult faces that you're well familiar with. And you know they have to go through it. Allowing yourself to bring some person like this to mind and have them, in a sense, sitting across from you with your full compassion, your full care for what they're facing. Knowing that they're a good person who is working hard to solve their situation or having challenges facing their situation. And extending that feeling of care for them, of knowing what it's like to be faced with these all too human challenges. Sending them wishes for their well-being as they navigate the challenge. May you be well as you face this difficulty. May you be safe as you navigate the challenges in your life. May you experience some self-support, some sense of confidence, if possible. May you come to peace. I see your difficulty, and I know it's so challenging when you're in the midst of it. May your difficulty come to an end. Or if it's a recurrent issue that all humans face, may you come to some balance in your ability to deal with it. Perhaps repeating these kinds of phrases as a very silent whisper in the mind, or simply emanating the feeling of goodwill, of compassion and care to the other person in their difficulty. If it's helpful to you, extending some wishes of kindness to yourself when the compassion practice feels challenging. May I be kind to myself. and the person for whom I'm offering compassion. May I find a way to be of support that doesn't over-identify. May I differentiate between what is mine, my role, my responsibility, and what is not. And returning to wishing the other person well-being, balance, safety. and recognizing and appreciating when qualities arise in you that are caring, balanced, mature, understanding, as well as everything else that comes up as you offer compassion. if you find yourself getting caught up in the difficulty that the person is experiencing, sending yourself some wishes for some equanimity, some kindness to yourself, in being willing to offer compassion for how challenging life can be in this world. As we have time to reflect together this evening about your practice this evening, one possibility for conversation might be what things most support you in being able to have some balance when you offer compassion. And maybe that includes reflection on times when someone was especially compassionate to you. What was it that they did or said that was particularly supportive for you? So it's open to your reflections. And as usual, we'll be in small groups and perhaps just sharing one brief thing at a time and making the round of the group several times so that you get inspiration from each other or in inspiring kind of stimulation. And the idea is to speak from your own experience and not offer advice or commentary. So with that, let's go to the rooms and enjoy the discussion, please. Welcome back, everyone. So I want to thank Neil for supporting us this evening, as usual, and appreciation for each one of you for your practice this evening. I did want to mention, and I'll mention this again, that there is now posted on the Insight Retreat Center website an online Zoom retreat that Shelley Galt and I will offer from July 28th to August 4th. So you're welcome to sign up for that anytime in May. I think the final sign-up date is May 26th before the lotteries run, but just wanted to let you know about that. And in this last minute of meditation together, perhaps extending your compassion and appreciation, as I know you've done all evening, but to one another for having the strength to engage in this practice, and wishing everyone the ability to come to some balance with this challenging human life, with compassion for ourselves and for one another, with how life has its ups and downs. May all of us become free of suffering. May all beings be free of suffering. Wishing you well. So if you want to unmute and say goodnight to one another, please do.
Good night, Peter.
Good night, Amy.
Take care.
Take care, Charlie.
Bye, everyone.